1,626 people died from DUI-related accidents on the state's roadways. Speaking of that, let's take a look at traffic this morning. We have had a very busy morning on the freeways. East 80 at Richmond Parkway, an accident reported there. East 80 at the Air Base Parkway off-ramp, injury accident when a car flipped over. State Route 128 at Geyserville Avenue in the North Bay, a car ran off the roadway and ended up in a ditch on the shoulder. We also had earlier reports of a car fire West 92 right before Foster City Boulevard. That is on the shoulder. Tow trucks are still working there. Your KGO traffic brought to you by Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, the perfect choice for holiday gatherings. Martinelli's is non-alcoholic, festive like champagne, and tastes great. Martinelli's, a family tradition since 1868. KGO weather forecast, clouds for your Thanksgiving holiday with a slight chance of rain in the forecast. Right now, foggy in Santa Rosa, 48 degrees, 38 in Napa, 45 San Jose, Livermore 43, San Francisco 52. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
And good morning again to Ray Taliaferro with the third of 4 hours of the early show here on KGO. And on this Thanksgiving morning, why, it's poetry time on KGO. And I'm very, very pleased that the Bards of Bardesses are up and about and creative juices flowing. And by Jove, we're having a wonderful time. I can't think of a better way to begin the holiday season, which is what we're doing with Thanksgiving. And this season, of course, lasts, a good 6 weeks or so, right on up to New Year's. So, poetry time. If you have a poem that you've written or a poem that someone else has written that you like a lot and would like to let us hear it, why, by all means, grab a line. There's only one line left open on the board at this hour, and that's 8080810, and I'll be going to Kathleen, Don, J.R., Dick, Bill, Charles, Paul, Eileen, Mark, and those are all the people waiting to give you the benefit and the blessing of their artistic appreciation of a use of the language called American English, and the form is poetry. Let's go to Kathleen in Canada. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hello, Ray.
Yes.
How are you?
Really great.
I want to commend you for your courageous effort in getting people to wake up and vote. I was so distraught in January of last year, 2003, and you prompted my poem with the first line. I called it Reveille.
Oh, yes.
And I will repeat the poem now.
Oh, love to hear it.
It begins, awake all slumbering sentient souls, awake, dismiss the night. A bugler plays the call to arms, awake, reach for the light. Gruesome scenes disturb our dreams, scenes from the last world war. History will repeat itself unless we bolt the door. Machines of war are gathering. Our world stands on the brink of yet another holocaust from which sane mortals shrink. Violent voices round the globe invade each human ear. Attack, attack, some voices cry. A catastrophe draws near. Beware of patriotic songs, brass bands and marching feet. They only lead us down the path to dangerous conceit. No nation gains from total war. The debts are never paid. More thousands die a vicious death. New enemies are made. Man's inhumanity to man makes millions weep, 'tis said. Of what use victory to us when those we love are dead? Lord, help us in this hour of doom. Lord, force the powers pause. Reflect upon past history. 5,000 4,000 years of wars.
Oh, boy. I really appreciate hearing from you again. And
you prompted my poem, Ray.
Well, thank you so much. And
you are an outstanding example to men of the human race.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much. And a good Thanksgiving to you there in Canada. Celebrating a holiday that is pretty unique to us, even though other people are. Well, whenever anybody is saying thank you for anything, everybody can share. There's a line open on the board at 808-0810. And Ray Taliaferro here on Cajun News Talk 810. And let me continue with your fine works of art here this morning. There's one line left open on the board at 8080810. Don in Sonoma, you're on KGO. Good morning.
Grace and peace. Ray, this is Don in Sonoma.
Yes.
I have three short poems and a mention.
Mm-hmm.
First poem is from the volume entitled Selected Poems. It's by Edith A. Jenkins. She has a volume out by City Lights Books, this particular selected poems is from Black Star Series Press in San Francisco, and on page 122 is the poem Marriage and the Time of Day. And it goes, Morning, we are prisoners. Each of us waits in the visitor's room for our mate. We are allowed only to talk through bars. You have been out in the world. You seem difficult. I wonder what you are doing and with whom in the raucous infidelity of dreams. All month of my night I awaited you. Why didn't you bring me the mail? I say, phone your own brother. Fix the faucet that leaks. The food in here stinks. Somehow it is your fault. You awake in your cell. They take you to meet me. You do not feel well. They have taken away your steel-rimmed glasses. You see me dimly, striped with bars. My hair is a mess. You say I should take more care. You talk about the coming election. You are pretending there is a world outside. The second poem comes from a volume entitled Collected Letters, and it's by a prankster poet by the name of Randy Fingland. And it goes, and the title is My Computer Disease. I had my carpal tunnel syndrome surgery this morning. A tendon in my right wrist was severed. I wasn't there. I was a slumbering bug anesthetized upon a table. And now, 2 hours later, with a wrapped and braced numb right hand, I'm in the Firenze on Shattuck Avenue, sipping coffee and writing this poem. Left-handed.
My goodness.
The last poem is one that has a Finnish title. It is Minä menen marjan, and this means I am going berry picking. And it's a love poem. Your blueberry eyes elicit a craving so strong that my mouth opens in surprise. It longs for dessert in the desert, the way the bluebird homes after hunting the wide day for words which wiggle with life, with which to feed the sentences of that aching brood. Then last is a mention, and this is a mention that everybody hearing this program is interested in finding out what is happening to poetry. There is a free newspaper published by a woman in Berkeley by the name of Joyce Jenkins. It's entitled Poetry Flash, and you can usually find it at a bookstore in the Greater Bay Area or look it up on Google, Poetry Flash, Calendar Reviews. And if you're outside the immediate area, you can subscribe to it, and the subscription rates are there, too. Thank you, Ray, for opening the ears to poetry.
Oh, indeed. Thank you very, 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 very much. Yes, I knew Edith Jenkins. Very pleased that you read one of hers. What a night. What a night. What a great way to get this entire holiday season underway, and certainly on Thanksgiving. One line on the board, open at 8080810. Ray Taliaferro here on KGO, and let me continue with Poetry Night. Line open on the board at 808-0810. Jeremiah in Los Gatos here on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks. From the Santa Cruz Mountains, I'm offering a few simple words. First of all, I want to thank you for this opportunity. The pace is so much more beautiful than the election time. Your passion during the election was kept me going, but here's what I got. It's called The Walk. Tread softly as you travel down the paths of this sacred Mother Earth. Should be easy for those of you who knew to fly before this present birth. In repeated circle patterns, you will soar high above this tired, tortured land, eyes wide searching for what it is that you must now come to know and understand. Heard to question aloud from the wings of your tattered spirit eagle, is there really still time to heal these wounds caused by those acting so morally illegal? It all is a part of some grander plan, we are told by those who cut up the pie. Sitting now in disbelief, methinks it's been a pack of ungodly lies. We are dealt the cards we must play with, though it don't always seem fair. We were never shown no stinking rule book, nor did we even ever care. In due time, we knew this all would pass as the future became our yesterday, accepting that for those who inherit this kingdom, they must surely know how to pray. but the light that will come at break of day, and it will end the dark of cold. For those who choose the shadows of the night, the answering will remain untold. Seasons they will change as they are surely meant to do. One seems to come to a close as another one begins anew. Now drawing on lessons that you've lived from your very own wisdom tree, constant meditations on your endless journeys out and back to sea. And so it is that the role of the tribal elder has been most honorably been passed on to you, an experience understood within a lifetime found by so very gifted few. The knowledge that mere living has taught you can henceforth teach its truth. Survival of the righteous begins with sharing it with the youth. Through the eyes of the children, there lies the key to a world beyond the mystic door, a gift presented from each generation to still another one once more. Till forever becomes a part of the now, and time just stands perfectly still. Join hands, and you become the power of one. In the light again, it is written, it is God's will. One more short one, I can, if I got the time.
Surely.
Lost race found. A story now told throughout time and this space, when all turned up equal without talk of race. Just human respect treated with forthright dignity, encouraged by the Bibles and man's needs to be free. Yet there are those who still see things by man's birth skin color, not able to envision that we are all like each other. Two eyes and two ears, a mouth and one nose, all bleeding red blood, that's just how it goes. Seems the walls and the barriers that we build up between us are not at all important as they serve no true purpose. If we don't get it together and stop wasting good time, join under one roof as one family, we'll soon find that there'll never be enough room to support all of us beings, but believe we can make it work if through God's eyes we are seeing. So respect and make changes, taking the healing universal vows. Love all as your very own sisters and brothers. I suggest starting now. And when you finally realize just what you have done, you have passed on righteous concepts to your daughters and sons. So as the story is repeated over again one more time, you can be rest assured you will find yourself great peace of mind. No matter if your skin color be black, red, yellow, green, or white, living the love with respect means everything's going to be all right.
Boy, amen to that. I really appreciate it.
Okay,
well, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And, wonderful, really. There's a line that I have open on the board for you at 808-0810. And we will continue with Dick, Bill, Charles, Paul, Eileen, Mark, Susan, Gary, and others in just a moment. But first, let's go to Kim McAllister with an update on the news.
Good morning, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is an update from KGO Radio. U.S. Marines and Iraqi troops working in Fallujah have reportedly come across a huge find. A giant weapons cache discovered in a mosque included dynamite, mortar shells, bombs, guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and ammunition. U.S. officials call it a large enough cache to have mounted an insurgency across Iraq. For the fourth night now, thousands of protesters in the Ukraine demonstrating against what they call a rigged presidential election. The opposition candidate encouraging an all-Ukrainian political strike after election officials declare the sitting prime minister the victor. Secretary of State Colin Powell has also rejected the results and warns of consequences if an investigation isn't held. European Union now joining the call for an investigation into that election in the Ukraine. Here in America, an Ohio judge says a recount of the presidential election can be done, but it will have to wait until the official tally is complete. Green Party candidates had requested the recount of Ohio ballots begin immediately before the official count was even done. Here in the Bay Area, a fifth-grade teacher has been told he cannot share any documents with his students that refer to God. Stephen Williams is also required to clear his lesson plans with Stevens Creek Elementary School's principal. Williams, who is Christian, is now suing the school because he believes he has been singled out for his beliefs. Let's move to the roadways and take a look at your traffic around the Bay Area. Accident, Rohnert Park, North 101, right before the Rohnert Park Expressway. This one just being reported, and the CHP is on the way there. In Solano County, Vallejo, East 80, right before Magazine Street, a broken down car. The tow trucks have already been called, and the cleanup still going on after a car flipped over East 80 at Air Base Parkway, 30 feet off the roadway, and again, the tow trucks are still working there. An accident, South 101 at University Avenue. The CHP still on the scene of that three-car pileup. KGO traffic brought to you by Toyota Parts and Service. Through December 15th, visit a participating Toyota dealer, donate any new toy worth $10 or more, and receive Toyota's Toys for Tots oil change special. See the dealer for all the details. KGO weather forecast, clouds ahead for your Thanksgiving daytime. National Weather Service sneaking in a chance of rain for your holiday forecast as well. Right now, it is foggy in Napa, 39 degrees, a cloudy 48 in San Jose, 41 and mostly cloudy in Livermore, clouds in San Francisco, 53. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
Well, that's the Duke himself, just playing away there. Ah, wonderful. Really wonderful. Had Duke Ellington on my television program when I appeared on Channel 4 television here in San Francisco a few years back. And wonderful, wonderful gentleman and great musician. Boy, I was really honored. And then went on to see his performance at what was called Basin Street West, which is a it was a club not too far from where KGO Studios are, about just three blocks up the street, actually, on Broadway. So there you be. Wonderful memories there, to say the least. And you folks are bringing in wonderful elements of inspiration for today as well. There's a line open on the board at 808-0810. Let's go to Dick in Hayward. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Morning, Ray. Thanks for that jazz interlude between that last commercial and my poem.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this poem over 30 years ago. It's called To the Silent Majority, which was all my Republican relatives, and it was originally dedicated to Spiro Agnew, who was quoted in the news as having wondered why everyone in America wasn't as happy as he was.
Yeah, right.
Black for burning down some city or other.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, I want to read it today because it's a poem that also speaks to those who don't seem to understand how anybody could not totally love this country. It's called To the Silent Majority. The argument is simple. You who eat food grown on cleared land, cleared by slaves, cleared of Indians. You who accept the comfort of cotton against skin, who sit blind at the blood-stained bounty. You who hide behind the heavy armament of freedom, in whose idleness Colombian children starve. You whose churches are stained not by single sacrifice, but by mass murder and the murder of gods. You who do not understand your own compulsion to wash yourself, to cleanse yourself whiter than white. It is all that death in your armpit and crotch, death sifting the soot of your cities, dulling your automobile, staining your teeth. You who think justice is your survival, who glory in the American pyramid, concrete base, a maze of freeways, aluminum tip touching the moon, your moon. You who refuse your own death and any discomfort, who would rather kill other men, women, children, than risk losing your white sidewalls. You for whom the black or the poor are the problem, who school your children in the art of indifference. You who profess but do not believe that the sins of the father visit the son. You who have elevated murder to law and order. You who invented the nigger and the commie, who narrowed possibility to a blue-eyed blonde. You who overeat to forget the hungry, who think your life is innocent achievement. You who pretend not to know that America began in murder and genocide, grew on murder and genocide, lives today on murder and genocide. You will not escape the cosmic swing.
Oh, boy. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to Bill in Healdsburg. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Well, same to you.
I have two short poems that were written into song. There's A House with Love in It and After the Lovin'.
Mm-hmm.
A house with love in it is rich indeed, although there are so many things that house may need. The carpet may be old, the room is cold and bare, and yet it's beautiful somehow, 'cause love is living there. A house with love in it just seems to bloom, as though there really was a flower in every room. So, darling, every day in every way I'll say, a house with love in it is where I'll stay. And after the lovin', so I'll sing you to sleep after the lovin' with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say. It's so hard to explain everything that I'm feeling. Face to face, I just seem to go dry. But I love you so much that the sound of your voice can get me high. thanks for taking me on a one-way trip to the sun. Thanks for turning me into a someone. So I'll sing you to sleep after the lovin', as I brush back the hair from your eyes. And the love on your face is so real that it makes me want to cry. And I know that my song isn't saying anything new, but after the loving, I'm still in love with you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sinatra. My goodness. Oh, wonderful. It's great to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Boy. Let's go to Charles in San Francisco. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Ray, I was just thinking, I wish you would play some Morgana King record sometime.
Oh, would love to.
You know, she has that one where she says, if the world doesn't learn to live in peace, we're all going to go up in flames.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like that. I have one poem, but first may I say, I find it rather ironic that Colin Powell is all upset about unfair elections in Ukraine.
Isn't that the truth?
But he's not concerned about unfair elections in his own country that actually jeopardizes his own democracy and freedom.
You even have Colin Powell's present boss, Little Bush, saying that there will be severe consequences for the Ukraine if they don't stop that fraudulent election stuff.
I guess we'll invade Russia.
Yeah.
What a fool. I hope he isn't that big a fool.
Yeah.
my poem is called The Persian Albatross. I wrote it tonight, so it might need a little editing. But anyway, around Bush's neck, Iraq shall hang, surely like an albatross. And it shall forever remind the world of all the innocent lives lost. It will show the world the horrible danger for allowing a fool to rule. We have seen a scam by a corrupt man who wears a false cloak of honor. But when you look behind that lying smile, you see only deeds of dishonor. America has an idiot at the wheel who claims to hear voices from above. But when you read his policies and you see his actions, you know he has a heart without love. This man is consumed with the deadly sins, and one of them is greed. His only concerns are in getting richer. He has no interest about the people's needs. He wraps himself in the Bible and flags, but all he does is lie and deceive. His ill-advised invasion of the country of Iraq shall go down in history as a worse military blunder than that of Pyrrhic's victory. Although Pyrrhic won that battle, he lost, because of the horrible numbers of dead. You cannot possess anything you destroy that you said you were trying to save. That shall be Bush's experience in Iraq, and it shall forever hang like an albatross around his corrupt, ignorant head.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's really good to hear from you. And line open on the board at 8080810. Back with more in a moment. And Ray Taliaferro here on Cajun News Talk 810. And let me continue with your fine poetry here on Poetry Night. And let's go to Paul. You're on KGO. Good morning, sir.
Hello, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm just fine.
I just decided after, it was quite some time ago when a caller called in, and I decided to answer him. And then after that, I want to read a little poem. I had to rewrite these really quick for you. So self-pitiful, brothers. Why aren't you really thinking? White racist America, what is so sick of your gangster rapping rhetoric you? Why won't you realize, long since hound, why white Christian America has goddamned you? Don't you know the O.J. Simpson verdict? It has brought eternal white retribution. Their indignation reigns supreme, and every black man in America is suffering from the favorable verdicts for O.J. Simpson and Rodney King. 1-2 victories over years of legal lynchings. So what? Those vindications have led to our socioeconomic defeat and damnation and hatred of black males in white America, and its mind is replete. Now about love, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
May you ride, my love, as if upon Pegasus. Be gone, ride, my black, erect stallion of love. Let your erotic imagination create exotic visions of you and me soaring in principal satisfaction beyond worldly pain and misery. As our souls collide, co-join, and consort in reverie, may we never, ever recover from this our vow's eternal consummation. Fall, my bride, into a lover's dream. Sleep, satiated beyond belief. In my arms, I will cradle you until the midnight blue of this sensuous night is made golden by the warm morning light.
Wow, the king of the romantics.
Well.
Yeah, well. All right. The prince. Thank you very much for you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's always, always good to hear from you. And I will continue with Eileen, Mark, Susan, Gary, Anita, and others in a moment. Oh, yes, indeed. Big applause for everybody, including the poets, up to 3:55 in the morning. But we have a lot of other fine artists waiting to get to the broadcast stage. So let's go to Eileen in San Jose. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Hi, Ray.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Really great.
I have a poem called Sea Marks. And sea marks are the marks that are left on cliffs and stuff when the ocean recedes.
Yes.
I can't think of the word. When it goes... Yeah. So anyway, this poem is called Sea Marks.
Mm-hmm.
Broken, scarred, the echo of the past still beats, remembers the rhythms pounding through the veins, the surge and thrust, your touch that shaped and formed such hollows where you laid like waves on a living stone. Abandoned then, now empty save the wind that whispers through the bleached and drying bones and speaks the inland sailor's loss who bears the marks forever of the sea. That's it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and sea marks are quite beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
But
I wrote this after I saw PBS, they talked about, I never heard what sea marks were.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this after I saw what on PBS they were talking about sea marks, and I went, oh, that's a good idea for a poem.
It's an excellent idea, and it's really excellent to walk the coastline as much as possible, and you can see them for yourself. Well, thank you very, very much for your poem. And let's go to Mark in San Jose. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Well, same to you.
Your strong, reassuring, soothing voice is a true Bay Area treasure that we are more than proud to share with the rest of the nation and the world.
Well, thank you.
You're a beautiful human being, sir. Now, this is a short piece that I wrote at a very difficult time in my life when it just seemed I was caught in the midst of a swirling hurricane of death and disease. At the beginning of the year, I lost family members and knew many people that had lost family members to cancer, AIDS, and car accidents, all within the greater context of the blood in the sand at the needless senseless war in Iraq. And many of your viewers will see this as a bit dark, but anyway, it's called Specter of Death. Waves of despair sent rippling through interlocked souls with one touch from you. War, pestilence, fear, and depression. The apocalypse horsemen are your willing henchmen. Oceans of sorrow, thickening red, drowning the spirits, mourning the dead. Countless beings, day upon day, wantonly, needlessly taken away. Visiting tragedy, a torrent of rain, the chosen suffer unbearable pain. Crystalline stars pierce the night sky, distant reminders of those who have died. Specter of death, cycle of life, in one hand a rose, the other a knife. The yin and the yang, a karmic wheel, if you will, that too often spins counterclockwise, I feel. That's it, sir.
Oh, thank you very, very much. It's really good to hear from you. And it's good to hear from all of you on this special night. It's a poetry night, and it's something that I give the signals to the bards and bardesses all over the landscape within the voice of KGO. And this is the result, and it's wonderful, truly. I'm going to pause now for the ABC Network News over this ABC station at 4 o'clock, but I'll be back for the fourth and final hour of Poetry Night here on KGO in a moment. If you'd like to join in, you're certainly invited to call. I do have a line open on the board at 8080810. That's 8080810. And lots of poems on the internet, and I really appreciate it, and I'll try to touch on a few of them during the course of the last hour coming up. So it's a good way to get the holiday season started, an excellent way to say thank you to so many wonderful listeners and participants on this Thanksgiving. So listen to the news. You're listening to KGO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
From ABC News. I'm Aaron Katursky at the 78th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. Tom Turkey is in position to lead the procession from here on Manhattan's Upper West Side down to Herald Square. Sandbags now hold giant balloons in place, but the familiar characters like Spider-Man and SpongeBob SquarePants will come to life with lots and lots of helium. But even Spider-Man could have some trouble flying in the wind, predicted to gust up to 25 miles an hour. There's plenty of entertainment on the ground, though. Broadway performances, dancing, and marching bands. From the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, I'm Aaron Katursky. Now with more news, here's Doug Limerick.
While a lot of folks hit the road, took a flight yesterday, some have waited till today to travel. ABC's Jim Hickey on the roads this morning.
Doug, on a soggy Thanksgiving morning here on the East Coast, some people are getting a very early start. As we drive the New Jersey Turnpike well before dawn, a number of travelers are out here with us, apparently trying to get a head start on what is expected to be the rush later on. The AAA predicts 37 million people will travel more than 50 miles from home this holiday weekend, the kind of activity we used to see before 9/11. Doug?
ABC's Jim Hickey out very early this morning on the roads. Turkey and all the rest, the order of the day, thousands of U.S. troops in Iraq. Food being taken out to those in the field who can't make it to the chow halls. No fancy Thanksgiving dinner for Martha Stewart today. She'll eat with fellow inmates. The government's responded to an appeal of her conviction in insider trading. Here live, ABC's Barbara Britt.
Doug, federal prosecutors conclude that the judgment of conviction against Martha Stewart should be affirmed. In a 220-page response to the appeal, government lawyers insist evidence presented at the trial overwhelmingly established that Stewart and her stockbroker engaged in a scheme to obstruct the U.S. investigation of her stock sale. Martha spending this Thanksgiving at a prison in West Virginia. Doug?
ABC's Barbara Britt in Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
The best radio to have when the power is out is also the best radio to have outdoors. This is Bob of the Sea Crane Company. I'm talking about the Free Play radio, the wind-up radio with a built-in solar panel. It never needs batteries, and it does great with AM, FM, and shortwave. It's even got an LED flashlight that you can keep going all night if you need it. Take it along when you go camping or keep one in the car. The Free Play is designed to deliver, rain or shine, night or day. You can only get the Free Play at Sea Crane, so if you have any questions, give us a call or visit our website at ccradio.com.
If you would like more information, the number is 800-522-8863 for your Free Play Plus, or for a free Sea Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863, or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company, where you could discover something new today.
Two more top CIA officials retiring, joining others who've left the agency following Porter Goss's takeover. The CIA taking on a different look under Goss. White Thanksgiving, parts of the Midwest, and still very windy. The system is now blowing east. In Seattle, a woman who underwent surgery for a brain aneurysm died after she was mistakenly injected with a toxic cleaning fluid instead of harmless X-ray dye. Everybody involved in the mistake taken off duty. A technician apparently at fault. The woman was 69. Des Moines, a woman's hospitalized after grease from the Thanksgiving turkey she was cooking caught fire, spread smoke throughout her kitchen. She's apparently going to be okay. Experts say the average American will consume about 2,000 calories and gain 1 pound at today's big dinner. But some helpful hints from reporter Scott Braddock in Houston.
Nutritionist Lori Valenchik says there are good and bad things about that bird.
The white meat of turkey is actually a little bit lower in calories and fat than the dark meat. On the other hand, if you truly love a drumstick, I say go for the drumstick. And the dark meat actually is richer in zinc, which is a powerful mineral that helps boost your immune system.
And Valenchik says you can cut some calories by skimming the fat off your drippings before you make the gravy, which is easy if you put those turkey juices in the fridge for just a bit first. Scott Braddock, ABC News, Houston.
And for those who need help cooking the bird today, talk turkey with the folks at the Turkey Talk Line, the number 800-288-8372, 800-288-8372. This is ABC News.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhood and the Ad Council.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 4:05. Good morning. I'm Kim McAllister. Here's the latest in the Bay Area and the state on this Thanksgiving morning. A woman who stopped traffic on the San Mateo Bridge last evening is now in police custody. The span was closed down on what is likely the busiest travel night of the year as authorities negotiated with a woman reportedly armed with a gun and threatening to harm herself. Foster City Police Captain John Fruman.
The woman in the car failed to stop until we got over to Hayward on eastbound 92 near Hesperian. The woman refused to exit the car. They brought out a police negotiator who spoke with the woman for approximately an hour and a half, and around 11:25, the woman was taken into custody.
That woman reportedly desponded over an inability to kick a drug addiction. She suffered minor self-inflicted cuts but is expected to be okay. A deadly accident on an East Bay freeway serves as a reminder on this busy travel holiday not to stand near your car if it breaks down or somehow becomes stranded in the roadway. At about 11 last night, a station wagon involved in a fender bender on Interstate 80 near Highway 4 in Hercules was stuck in the left lane. Driver reportedly got out, was rifling around for something in the trunk when an SUV slammed into the back of the car. The person died at the scene, and there is word at least one other person suffered injuries. It's not often you hear about a case of whooping cough. Health officials testing students at San Mateo High School after the sibling of a student came down with the illness. San Mateo Daily Journal reports about 20 students have a persistent cough, and they are being screened for the bacterial infection. Two children are in the custody of Child Protective Services this morning in San Francisco. Police say they got a call from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children last evening, informing authorities the mother had taken the kids from their father in Denmark. Officers took the 3- and 4-year-old siblings to the children's shelter but did not arrest the mother. Police are still looking into the case, and at this point it's not clear if those children will be sent back to Denmark. CHP carrying out a maximum enforcement period until late Sunday. They will be looking out for people driving recklessly or under the influence. Let's take a look at traffic around the Bay Area this morning.